Once upon a time on a 4th of July, at the Iowa City Jazz Festival, Ray Anderson's Pocket Brass Band played in the park, and Jazz Set was there. This time on Jazz Set from WBGO and NPR Music, trombonist Ray Anderson and his little band with big ambitions are back.
Yeah, Newport, hello, wow, thank you, wonderful. Great to be here. We love this place.
I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with you for three horns and a drummer, who together comprise the Pocket Brass Band.
It's a pocket brass band. So we are trying to create a sound that's much bigger than we are, which means you just play all the time. It's hard work. It's hard work. We love it.
Ray Anderson leads on trombone with Lou Soloff, trumpet, and newcomer Matt Perrine on sousaphone, the instrument that's designed for the street.
The sousaphone was invented by John Philip Sousa, the famous American band leader from the turn of the last century. It's a tuba you can walk around in. The sousaphone is the one you get inside of and has a great big round forward-facing bell, and it throws the sound at you, and you can really feel it right there in the solar plexus.
Eric McPherson's the drummer in the Pocket Brass Band at the 2013 Newport Jazz Festival for Ray Anderson's Sweet Chicago Suite. Ray Anderson grew up in Chicago and lived there into his teens. Even after his family moved away from the city, its spirit stayed in his soul.
As much as Chicago was a seriously damaged and stressful place, and still is, as a memory of where I grew up, it is sweet to me.
Years later, Chamber Music America commissioned Anderson to write music about Chicago for his Pocket Brass Band. And now, they're on stage to play in surround sound on Jazz Set.
We're going to play a tune. We're going to play a suite called the Sweet Chicago Suite, which was a kind of a musical memoir about growing up in Chicago in the 60s. So it has a bunch of these different tunes. And the first one is called Chicago Grays. It's called Chicago Grays because of the gray painted wooden back staircases to virtually every apartment building in Chicago. But of course, it's also a little bit of a play on words because Chicago is famous for its blues.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's the Chicago Grays.
Chicago Grays opens Ray Anderson's Sweet Chicago Suite on Jazz Set. When Ray was a boy, he got turned on to trumpeter Lee Morgan's Sidewinder. Ooh, one of my favorite compositions. A jazz tune with a gospel feel. It inspires this movement, High School.
Thank you.
Next part of this suite is called Magnificent Mystifio, and it's dedicated to the AACM, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, that was formed in Chicago in 1965.
The name Magnificent Mystifio has a little voodoo in it, and this band has a little New Orleans in it. But Magnificent Mystifio is really about visionary musicians in Ray Anderson's Chicago.
A kind of metanoic event was going to hear Joseph Jarman and Roscoe Mitchell play a duo concert. And the two of them, and I don't know how many instruments, 50 instruments and a theremin and drums and gongs and every possible reed, and these guys moving from one to another in some kind of mysterious and totally logical but completely unfathomable way, and just, that's a great experience. That's maybe one of the most wonderful experiences a musician can have.
Thank you.
Pocket Brass plays free and ends together. Magnificent Mystifio is the third movement of Ray Anderson's Sweet Chicago Suite, with CDs for sale at the tent over yonder at the Newport Jazz Festival, on Jazz Set and at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Playing in the Pocket Brass makes you strong.
It is a source of considerable humor inside the band of just how torn up your lip actually is after harping Pocket Brass gig thing.
Although Ray Anderson grew up in the Windy City, today he lives on Long Island. He is the director of jazz studies and the only jazz professor at Stony Brook University. Ray says he gets a wide range of students, from undergraduates who played in high school and want to keep it going while they major in something else, to students who choose Stony Brook for its seriously high-end classical music faculty. Some of those students want to play a little jazz, others want to learn to improvise but not play jazz. And then there are the graduate students who come to Stony Brook to study with Ray. Today, Ray Anderson and a Stony Brook University graduate student are composing new music entitled The Point Being, about mindfulness and spiritual life. Sweet Chicago Suite continues with music for a lively Chicago scene that no longer exists. Ray remembers that one of his friend's dads would occasionally drive the boys to Maxwell Street.
This next one is called Going to Maxwell Street / Get to It. So Maxwell Street is a very famous, long-lasting open-air market. On Sunday mornings, it turned into this unbelievable flea market where you could buy virtually anything you can dream of, and dream we did. People cooking ribs and Cuchi Fritos, and people playing music, all their blues bands there, and that's where we got our records. We went down there and would look for Cadillac Joe, who would have a whole bunch of secondhand jazz records in the back of his Cadillac. And you could get these for 50 cents or dollars, something we could afford. So a great deal of my education actually is I do to Cadillac Joe and Maxwell Street. So this is a little bit about that experience. On the drum.
Matt Perrine on sousaphone walked us through Maxwell Street, as only he can. After Eric McPherson's drum solo, the band segued into Get To It. Ray has enjoyed the give and take with trumpeter Lou Soloff since the beginning of the Pocket Brass Band, on Jazz Set and at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org, on air, online, and on your mobile device.
We're with Ray Anderson's Pocket Brass and his Sweet Chicago Suite at the Newport Jazz Festival.
It's the last tune of the suite. It's called Some Day, and it remembers going to the giant meetings that the Reverend Jesse Jackson had out on the South Side in a big church, the People United to Save Humanity, his organization. Push, Push, it was called. And they said, I am somebody. It was important. I am somebody. So someday, you know, someday.
Thank you.
Someday closes with an amen from Ray Anderson and the Pocket Brass Band.
Matt Perrine on the sousaphone. Lou Solak on the trumpet. Eric McPherson on the drums. I'm Ray Anderson. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sweet Chicago Suite is made possible with support from the Chamber Music America's New Jazz Works, commissioning and ensemble development program, funded through the generosity of the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. The Newport Jazz Festival mixes and matches, and that's part of the beauty of it. From the same stage, guitarist Rez Abbasi plays a sample from his Chamber Music America commission, Suno Suno. He blends Qawwali music from Pakistan, where Rez was born, with jazz in this piece called Overseas.
Close out with a surprise number, but I'm going to give away the surprise. It's called The Cure by Keith Jarrett. Thank you.
Guitarist Rez Abbasi, bassist John Hebert, and drummer Dan Weiss. We have links to their full set and more at jazzset.npr.org. Thanks to the Newport Jazz Festival, George Ween, and Danny Melnick. Our recordings are by Antonio Oliart from WGBH Boston. Jazz Set's Duke Marcos is our technical director and surround sound mixer. Producer is Becca Pulliam. Executive producer, Josh Jackson at WBGO, the jazz source in Newark, New Jersey. Thanks to WBGO's Simon Rentner. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time with more great live music on Jazz Set.